Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
I Thank you. All right, I want y'all to picture with me looking in the mirror, wherever you do that, whether that's in the morning, in your bathroom, whether that's here, whether that's in your car. I want you to picture looking in a mirror. Here's the thing. Every time you've looked in a mirror, every time anyone's looked in a mirror, it's had something in common that I want to focus on tonight. That thing is, mirrors can only show you what's behind you. See if I tell you what I mean by that. That is the function of a mirror. That's why that was invented. The thing I think about when we all use maybe a mirror most of all is the rearview mirror in a car. Here's the thing about that. Every mirror is a rearview mirror. Can only show you where you've been. Here's the thing I know about the people in this room is we're not concerned with where we've been. Concerned with where we're going. I don't need any more information about where I've been. I did that. I am done with that. We're doing something else now. That's the trap of looking in the mirror. Every mirror is a rearview mirror. You can't ever get new information. It can't tell you anything about where you're going. It only works in one direction. And it's not the direction we're interested in. So that mirror becomes a trap to not get us where we're going. When you look in a mirror, you don't see the whole story. You only see the past. The mirror can only tell you about the life you've lived up to this moment. It can't give you any information about where we're going from here. And it can only give you information that you want to receive. I don't know if anybody else in this room has scars. I've got actually a fair amount. I've got some from an illness when I was little. I've got a couple from some very ill-advised childhood activities. But when I look in the mirror every once in a while, I just see this collection of scars. And it's easy if you're looking to find something bad, if you're looking in the rear view to your tough times, to say, is that all life has been up to this point? Just a collection of getting hurt, collection of stumbles and failures that have left me marked up. But if you're willing to get out of the rear view, you can look at your scars and see things you survived. See things you've learned. If you're willing to think about going forward. But you can't really do that in the mirror, because every mirror is a rear view mirror. I think the one of the examples of that is the mirror can only tell you about your old life. As I'm saying, it's only the rear view. You look in the mirror and you see a face that did all the boneheaded stuff you used to do. The movie that plays in your head of all the things that face is done. That's not the whole story. That's not what we're concerned with. The Bible says we're a new creation. It says God is doing something new in you. Not only that you're not disqualified by the things you've done in your past, things you've done in your past don't even have anything to do with that. The Bible doesn't tell us that we're just different. It says we're a whole new thing. All right. Jesus is making something completely different out of a life that used to look this way. That life that's staring back at you in the mirror. That's the thing about that is everything we see in that mirror, and actually everything we see, but I want to focus on the mirror thing, is going to crumble away. And it's easy to see that as a negative thing. It's easy to see that when you get a little older, there's a little more wrinkle than it used to be. You got to squint a little harder to actually see what's happening in the mirror. It's all kind of deteriorating. But that's a good thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the Bible says everything that is old is going to be made new. That's the process we're looking at. If you can spin forward enough. Sometimes I think the problem is not only do we not look forward enough, we don't look far enough forward. If you know what I mean by that. Everyone in here, I feel comfortable in talking to as a believer. And here's the thing. As a believer, the mirror can't tell you anything about who you are or where you're going. Because Scripture says that eye is not seen and ear is not heard what we're going to be and where we're going. Every mirror is a rear view mirror. It'll only let you see yourself the way you were. And maybe you're a couple of steps better than you were yesterday. And you want to celebrate that, but it's hard because you're constantly being reminded of where you were. Now, if you can look far enough forward, you can see yourself stepping a little closer to where you're going to be. And that is a lot more motivation for me. I don't know about you guys. It's very hard to navigate your life by the rearview mirror. Nobody is going to get in a car and get on Madison out here and look in the rearview mirror and say, I just passed Cicero, I should turn now. That is not going to work out. That's not the information you need. The information we need is about what's before us. Because the mirror, the past, in many ways, is a trap. Because it gets you stuck on the way things used to be. And you put your effort and your thought into the way things used to be. I don't know about some of y'all, but there are some days when you get up, splash some cold water in your face, and I look in that mirror, and if I don't snap out of it, I could be there all day feeling bad about myself. It sucks you in. Because there's a whole history in that mirror. Because it's a rearview mirror. I want to go to this verse. Reed, you bring that up for me. This is what Jesus said about looking at the way things are now and the way things are to come. This is from the Message translation, Matthew 6, 19 to 21. Don't hoard treasure down here where it gets eaten by moths and corroded by rust, or worse, stolen by burglars. Stockpile treasure in heaven where it's safe from moths and rust and burglars. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. If you put all your thought into what's in that mirror, you can't get past the story it's telling you. If you get so wrapped up in the idea of where you've been and analyzing and regretting and thinking back and rushing over it, you can't ever move forward. Because that's not what God has for you anymore. It's something totally new that can't be stolen from you. And everything in that mirror, you're not in control of it. It's already happened. You've already suffered it. It's already gone. But the things that are coming are eternal. And they're of God. And if you can do as the book of Hebrews says, and keep your eyes fixed down the road and not behind you, you can see where you're going. Amen? Yeah.